Blog Talk Radio.
I let a bitch get away with something last night. I shouldn't have let her get away with it.
And I'm saying, if you trying to make having bitches a business, you already fucked.
You're listening to your number one radio station.
Rosebud, Bear Joe.
Are you a Macaholic? Spitting game to a lady. Will you take a grill tonight? Can you keep a loose one, baby? Even if it takes all night.
Ooh-wee.
What's up? Man, so much going on. Man, so many people hate my guts. But it's cool. I don't care that they do. Goddamn, 240, what's up with you? You won't talk already. What's up, man, 240?
What's up, bro? How you doing?
None. I'm good, man. What's happening?
This is the guy who was emailing you, like, all the week.
What's your name?
I'm from Mali. My name is Mustafa.
Mali. Oh, hey, yeah, hey, what's up, man? Mash or Mush?
Mustafa.
Is that your name, Mush or Matt, or something like that?
No, my name is Mustafa.
Oh, Mustafa, yeah, okay. All right, what's happening, man? You got a question?
Man, not much. I mean, yeah, but my question is, like, to understand my question, you have to understand my background, bro.
Hey, hold up. Listen, man, I don't have to understand your background. All you have to do is ask your question. And believe it or not, you may not believe it. I might not know customs in your country or nothing, but I know what a motherfucker with a dick do. And I know what a motherfucker with a pussy do. So what I'm saying is I can talk to you. So just ask me your question.
All right. So my question is, like, right now I'm switching from a square beta male to an alpha male. Right now my biggest problem is I am emotionally disconnected, you know. I just don't feel these bitches, you know. They get on my fucking nerves, bro.
Okay,
so
what
I'm
about
trying
that?
To get back to the...
Okay, listen, man. First of all, that's not a question. That's a statement. So you tired of bitches. Why? You fuck them all and you tired of fucking, or are you tired of trying to fuck them? I don't understand. What's the question?
No, I mean, the thing is, I've been through some shit, which caused me to change my ways.
Hey, can you sound like you have a good command of English. I asked you something, and you started telling me some other shit. I do not want to hear about your past. I want to know what your question is.
My question is, how do I do to be more... how do you say that? Compassionate? Yeah.
Okay. Now we can go somewhere. You saying basically you want to have more compassion for women.
Yeah.
Man, if that's not the most asinine shit I ever heard. Motherfuckers try to get like you. hey, people try to get like you where they detach from these goddamn crazy ass women. What I'm saying is, see, this is what's wrong with you guys. All of you are not lost, but you are lost. Because instead of this dude embracing something that every other motherfucker tried to develop, he's wondering how to get rid of it. Now, what I'm trying to get to, listen, I'm listening to you, your question, and you was going to explain your background. So I don't know your background, but let me tell you this right here. I bet I know how you can have a better understanding or compassion, if that's what you want to use, for women. That, accepting that you doing what the fuck you supposed to do, and what you need to be acting is, how do you get comfortable being a monster? Because that's what I am. And you don't get comfortable being a monster just being one. You get comfortable being a monster by knowing what being a monster is and what it does for you. And being a monster for me make me not take no bullshit. I am not putting up with nothing other than what I want to put up with when it comes to the females I deal with. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying because I think like this, I am a hard fuck you type dude. I don't care about you, bitch. I ain't that kind of dude. I am the kind of dude that I said I was, though. But I have compassion, especially for a goddamn woman that's, you know, in pocket doing what she's supposed to do, you know, like I like her to do it. That's why I'm married. What I'm saying is, you don't know yourself. You don't know what you need to know about yourself to even be a good dude for a woman. Because you're leaving it, in my opinion, you're leaving it up to the woman. You're not leaving it up to yourself. Let me ask you a question, man. If I had to ask you a question, and I say, well, man, are you actually, you know, kicking it with the bras for real? Otherwise, letting them know you ain't got time for this, that, and blah, 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 whatever you do. How do you talk to them is what I'm asking you.
Well, basically, I introduce myself, and then I let her know pretty much what I want.
Hey, but listen. Listen, man. What I'm saying is this. You're a person that have the particular outlook that you have. Otherwise, you can't deal with the women. You tired of them, blah, blah, blah. What I'm saying, I see Sean. Sean with his motherfucking ass. I'm going to put you in, Sean, but hold off. Hold on. But what I'm saying, man, instead of you realizing and understanding that you ain't supposed to be just like wanting to be around, bro. You supposed to want to have one. You supposed to want to have one or two or three or four, and you supposed to actually do whatever it is as far as how you feel, long as you're not being cruel. You don't want to be cruel to no woman, but you always want to establish who you are and where you at. And how could you hate or not want to be around someone that you have established how you like it, and they're doing it? Sean, what you got, man?
I want to ask him a question or two, then I'm gonna say what I got. What do you want? You know, these females that you're dealing with, what you want from them? Like, why are you dealing with?
Basically, I want sex and, you know, some potential relationship if I can get there. But nothing before sex.
You got your heart broken before, right? Tell the truth.
What?
You got your heart broken before, right?
Yeah, of course, man. That's why I'm switching.
Okay. You got to understand.
Go ahead, Sean.
Being an alpha don't have nothing to do with being cruel. Being an alpha has to do with getting what you want to start with.
That's the thing. I'm being cruel, but I don't know how I'm being cruel. That's the thing. It's like
Hold up. Hey, dude from Mali, hold up.
Yeah.
Did you hear what he said?
Yeah, he said that doesn't have.
What did he say? What did he say? Being
what? Being an alpha male doesn't mean being cruel.
It says it has nothing to do with being cruel. Why aren't you asking him about that? Why are you explaining whatever the fuck you doing, which you already know is wrong?
But the thing is,
I know. See, listen, all you guys that's listening, this is what's wrong with you. You don't want to hear the truth. All you want to do is cry your little song about whatever the hell it is you want to cry about, and you want some motherfucker to listen to it. I ain't the one, man. If you want to fuck with me, you don't want to be like you being. And if you want to be like you being, explain that shit to them goddamn bitches, man. I don't want to hear shit. I'm sure Sean doesn't want to hear it, but he's a different kind of guy. You know, he'll listen to it and then start explaining. Me, goddamn it, I'm sick of hearing your whining. I don't care how you are, man. I don't give a fuck how you are. No, you don't get it. You need to understand, man. That's why I didn't want to hear about your punk ass past. Don't nobody give a fuck that you weak and you got your heart broke. What Sean care about, what everybody who's on this channel care about, what I care about is what the fuck you gonna do about it now.
Exactly.
Well,
what are you gonna do about it?
Well, I think I'm doing something about it because I'm taking action.
No, you're not. No, you're not. I'll take that back. You are doing something. You own this show and you exposing yourself. And hold on for a second. I'm going to bring 267 on. 267, what's up?
Hey, what's up, bud? It's Cam.
Cam, what's happening?
What's happening, Cam?
Now, I'm listening to him.
What's up, Cam?
And I just think that he's saying he got his heart broke, but what to do is evaluate what happened and then recognize that in the females that he talked to.
Yeah, but check it out, Cam. And you, Sean. See, that's not what's wrong with him. What's wrong with him?
I know what's wrong with him. What's wrong with him is that he don't have what it take to get what he want. That's why he's so bitter about it.
Well, that part of it too. But what's wrong with him, he's a scary-ass motherfucker. He don't know how to control. He don't know how to have no bitch. All he know is how to be handled. And he was handled. He succumbed to whoever this broad was, and she told him, go suck some other motherfucker's dick. And now he hate bitches.
What do you think about that?
Well, it sounds like my past a lot. Yeah.
Hey, no, don't ask me that. Wait, go back to the beginning. Do you see why, God damn it, motherfucker from Mali, I didn't have to hear about your goddamn past? All I got to do is talk to you, and I will know every goddamn thing I need to know, and I'm the motherfucker, I put my shit on it. I don't just say I know and don't bust you out. I say I know, then I tell you what I know. Listen to this, brother. Answer this honestly. What part of what I described wasn't you?
The part when I was handled or something like that. But
Stop. Wait. You saying you were not handled, right?
Not really, no.
Hold on 1 second. God damn it, I hate this happen. This is my damn daughter, and I've been trying to catch her home.
So you don't feel like you was handled when you was
there? All right, host calling. Hey,
I mean,
okay, check it out. Listen,
you saying you weren't
handled, Molly. Listen, do you want to learn something, or do you want to keep on listening to your goddamn self that got you sitting in the room looking at your motherfucking television? What do you want to do, man? Listen. What I'm saying is, I mean, shit, man, what part of it? Okay, she didn't handle you, you're saying. Let me tell you, it's one thing I can say to you that will show you that you're lying to yourself. Because if she didn't handle you, you wouldn't have this outlook on women.
That's what I was going to say. You wouldn't be better.
No.
You wouldn't be better.
Cam, Cam, wait, listen, do you see the simplicity in that when you talk to yourself truthfully?
Yeah. Because if
so caller,
he would be bitter.
That's right. Hey, caller, what I'm saying is,
yes, sir.
You don't have none of my motherfucking shit, but you want to kick it with me. See, Cam happened to be a brother that's in SWU, as is Sean. But what I'm saying is, even though I talk slickly, even though I say shit very obvious, no one gets it without me breaking it down. But them. That's why when they go out and they do what they do, they get results. Because they're thinking along these lines. They're not waiting for me to bust them out because I'm finna say something. They're prepared for me to bust them out. And when I do, they show me, ha, ha, you thought you was finna bust me for slacking? No. The only thing I could do, the only thing I could do is kick it with them about something that they may have missed, and that's not checking them or busting them. That's kicking it with them. And that's what real men do. We not ashamed of admitting shit. We face all the shit that is like negative to our being the alpha person you're talking about. Like Sean said, being alpha has nothing to do with being cool. It has nothing to do with women. Being alpha has something to do with your degree of conceit and selfishness. If you don't have the degree that's necessary, then you're just going to be a beta motherfucker. And you're going to keep trying to make yourself think that you alpha. But that's the frustration. You don't get what alpha motherfuckers get. You just sitting there telling yourself you alpha. These brothers felt they was beta. I don't know. Some people thought they was Charlie. Maybe even Delta. But they studied the course. And they are at different levels because they've been doing it different times. But they on the same path. They on the same path. And that path includes all this shit that you talking, Molly, all this running from the reality of your life, all this not accepting you is why you're frustrated and miserable and take it out on women. Hey, let me tell you something else. You guys don't know this. But anytime you meet a brother that's gamed up, life is going to be funny to him. Do you hear how Sean is chuckling at every goddamn thing? It's funny. Not that he's ridiculing you. Not that he's laughing at you. He's laughing at the situation that got us talking about this. He laughing at how simple it is. Do you understand, caller?
Yeah, I understand.
What do you understand? What do you understand, caller?
I understand the fact that he's not laughing at me. He's laughing at the situation.
No. You should understand that you should get my fucking course so you could be like Sean. You should get my course and you should join SWU so you can call in and understand like Cam.
Sean is...
Go ahead.
Caller, think about this, right? Think about when you meet your next female and you really like her and things are going well and then she slam your hands in the door like the last one did. What's going to happen? Like you say, you're trying to move forward. You got to really do something. So like he said, I think you should invest in the course and in the school. That's just my opinion.
Yeah.
But check it out, caller. Even more than that, check this out. I believe you have been able to actually talk to a lot of women. And I believe that you have gotten very close to fucking these bitches. And I believe you may have fucked one or two of them, but you never fucked them again. And what got you pissed off is how many times you missed them goddamn bitches. Now, I could be wrong, am I?
Well, you're not very wrong.
See, listen, stop, stop. What I'm saying is this. I didn't ask you, was I kind of right? I asked you, was I wrong or right? But you so scary and you so pretending with yourself, you can't even admit that I'm right. So how are you going to go past whatever the fuck is bothering you? Well, I'm saying is, don't try to answer me, man. I don't want to hear your bullshit. I'm just asking you a question to think about. It's like rhetorical. And what I'm trying to say, that's why people fuck with me. Because I'm not finna hear they bullshit. I'm finna tell you what's real. And if you want to accept what's real, come on. I got the course. The next semester is starting on the 1st of April. You can get in. Mm-hmm. You can get rid of this bullshit you talking about. And you can have a life. I mean, listen to this. Hey, have I ever met you, Sean, or Cameron?
No, sir.
No?
No, sir. Only over the phone. Exactly.
So what I'm saying is people that listen to us think we know each other, that we didn't fuss with each other. But what they don't know is that we do know each other. And we have fucked with each other. We done did it with this game that we kicking. It's like we know each other. It's like, you know, we sit up and kick, you know, stuff with each other. We kind of know what vibe somebody on. The only thing we ain't going for from one another is something that one of us think is wrong. And as soon as we think that, hold up, instructor, didn't you say, or didn't we learn, or whatever? And you know me, I'm so goddamn, you know, slick. I'm going to come up with something to make you think about something else. But if I don't, I'm admitting, man, yeah. You right. Sean, I didn't did it to you.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. I'm not afraid to acknowledge another motherfucker. And this is what SWU is about. There is not one man. There is not one kind of alpha man. There is only one way to actually be alpha, and that's to be the confident that you need to be to know that whatever you think is not wrong. But as far as how many people can do that, and how many different ways can it be done? Several. But if it's not the way you're doing, you don't think they're doing it right unless you meet them at the top. Shit. Now, if you meet them at the top, or let's say there's a plateau, it's not the top, but it's somewhere you can, you know, catch your breath, you know, because you got another hard climb, you can meet, man, I didn't know you was trying to get up here. Man. Oh, yeah, man, I've been doing this, woo-woo. And all this is inspirational. This is how we kick it. This is what we do. We don't want to have a group of dudes, because let me tell you guys something. Since I started this school, I have learned that a lot of you guys are in excess of 200 groups. Now, caller, let me ask you a question.
Yes, sir.
And I hope you'll be honest. How many groups are you in?
Well, I'll say two, because when
I
go to school,
that's good.
I'm part of a group.
No, you don't got to say what they are. Don't say what – well, you did. But anyway, what I'm saying is you're not in 200. Sean, how many are you in?
SWU.
Cam, what about you?
Probably like four.
Let me tell you something, man. You guys, I'm even surprised you're in any group. Why? Because groups are full of shit. All they want to do is be the one that can find some fucking video to say what they can't say. And then they put it in the group, and then they talk about it and have everybody talking. Man, I ain't never put up no shit like that to say what I have to say. And I'm sure you guys don't, Cam and motherfucking Sean. What I'm saying is groups. Go ahead.
Go ahead. Say what you're going to say, then I got it.
No, go ahead, man. I have the floor all the time. Go ahead.
So you measure it like this. If you can't walk away and see some progress and use the shit on the street when you go deal with a female or whatever, then the group ain't shit. Mm-hmm. You're wasting your time. You just sitting there. Y'all ain't wasting your time.
I actually walked out of many groups.
You know what? Let me say this.
I started this thing.
Come on, Cam. Come on, Cam. Let's hear you.
Nah, I was gonna say.
Hey, okay, Molly, Molly, we didn't heard enough from you. Hold on, come on, Cam.
Nah, I was gonna say, really, I belong to 4 Facebook groups, but to be honest with you, I really haven't even fucked with Facebook until I signed up with FWU, and then, I mean, all the other shit I never really paid attention to, you know. So I might as well.
Let me tell you something, Cam, that I know. I never even considered what we're talking about concerning you. But as far as believing what you just said, I already know that that's probably where you're coming from. Why? Because you wouldn't be fucking with us right now. It's too serious. It's too
correct.
Groups are full of
correct.
Shit. Groups don't want you to do nothing. Groups just want you to confirm some bullshit and get a whole bunch of people coming. No, I don't give a fuck about a whole bunch of people. I give a fuck about Cam. I give a fuck about this motherfucking Sean. And we get busy. We get
correct.
Busy. I'm not trying to have a whole bunch. Although, of course, in my ultimate goal, I do want thousands of people. Man, if I could get just a few, well, I already have a few hundreds, maybe thousands. But what I'm saying is if people could end up like Sean, because I know Sean been dealing with me for 3 or 4 years, and this motherfucker
right.
went
yeah,
through.
Too. Yeah.
You bullshitting, Sean.
1.5, 2 years. No bullshit. You just got to be serious.
Listen, you guys don't understand this fucking shit. Some dude on Facebook talking about Trey Lavish gave me all his game, made up all the chorus and all this shit. They couldn't take you. They couldn't take you where I take you. Because what I'm saying is Sean started out like a lot of you guys. Wrong shit to think. Scary shit,
correct.
Didn't have nothing to say.
Correct.
Everything he did say, I'm smashing him, you know. But I don't give a fuck. He was always, just like today, the first motherfucker on the goddamn call. And then something happened to him. I think he said he wasn't serious, and then he got serious. And I noticed the change in him. And I started saying, man, you know. And then once I tell him that, he started really seeing him on the right path. And before I knew it, and like I'm saying, I thought it was 3 or 4 years, John. It's a year or two. And before I knew it, because I told you this a long time ago, Sean, I said, man, I don't want you to be offended, but I'm finna try to poke holes in every goddamn thing you say, Sean. I don't like the fact that you hitting every nail on the head. You know, a carpenter, when he a real hell of a carpenter, he put the nail and he hit it one time and the next hit the nail is sunk. You know, that's how this motherfucker was. And I'm saying, nigga, I got a front. And I found for about 2 shows, I found some shit. But after that, which that was a long time ago, Sean, I haven't been able to find no shit. Why? Because this motherfucker know what the fuck he talking about. When he open his mouth, he ready to defend it to the death. He ain't never had no goddamn fight. He don't carry no fucking weapons. And he know he the baddest motherfucker alive. Same for
right.
Cam. And I'm saying...
Right. I have a question for Sean.
Okay.
Yeah,
I have a
up?
Question for Sean.
What's
up, Sean? So, have you been through heartbreaks?
Have I been through heartbreaks?
Yeah.
I've been through ups and downs in relationships, but I'll tell you this much. When you have the course, it teaches you so much about yourself that you'll be on a whole nother level. And if you take that shit serious, you ain't going to have no heartbreaks. You're just going to – everybody's going to deal with you in a different way. You're going to be like a magnet. Not that everybody's going to accept you, but you're going to have a special something that people are going to want to – they're going to want to bring it closer to them.
Sean, let me cut you off. Sean. Go ahead, Cam.
I was going to say, I'm going to tell you what you're going to have, man. You're going to have yourself. That's all you really need, bro.
Sure.
God
sure.
damn it. There you go. There you go. You
that's
listen.
What I'm
right. See,
that's,
see,
that's
see,
what I'm looking for.
What you, what's, listen, caller, what you going to have that they have? Sean has it. Cam has acquired hell of it. But I think Cam might have been down maybe 6 months. Have you been? It ain't been that long, have it?
Nah, it's been about a year. But I just been upset.
Okay.
Of course.
But what I'm saying is these two dudes are examples
mm-hmm.
of confidence. These two dudes are examples of nothing that happens with a particular broad in you determines a failure.
Sure.
Hey, I don't care if she said, fuck you, Rosebud. Shit, I know how to recognize when that shit about to happen now. Everything is a win for me. And you want to know why, caller? Neither one of these brothers is dependent on anything except, like Cam said, themselves. They have themselves. That's what my doggone course teaches. And, of course, you can say, I have myself. No, you don't, because you can't do the things that I'm going to have you doing in SWU. Sean, as great as he is, he's flat. Because at first, it required to, he thought. But once he realized, man, this don't require shit but doing it. Sean, at first, come on now. You know you didn't really show off like you ended up doing.
No,
and neither
true.
Did you, Cam.
Go back to the archives.
I'm just saying, neither did you, Cam. But both of y'all don't let nothing get past you now. Because you stuck through it, and slowly but surely you start realizing what I'm telling you is true. And the only way you're going to see it true is to see yourself doing shit to show you that you can do the shit. You don't sit
correct.
Up and
correct.
Think you can do it. You sit up and learn what it is to do. Then you go out and do it. See, that's
correct.
Why these motherfuckers are how they are. And that's why you guys are like you are, amazed that this guy has such confidence. Okay, caller from Molly, this is what I want to ask you. After hearing all this shit, what do you think of Sean and Cam's persona? Over the phone. Be honest. What do you think?
Honestly, what I got from them so far is that at some point in their life, they were lost, but they found themselves, and they found their true self, basically, and that's what I'm looking for right now, and I want it so bad.
Stop. Molly, stop.
You know what you got to do there.
Come on, Cam. Boy, God damn it. hey, Molly.
You know what?
See, listen to me, man. Listen to me.
They got the benediction. Yeah,
Molly, listen.
Like.
Listen, what if what you said is actually true? What if those brothers both, for different reasons, different situations, felt lost, and they reached out coincidentally to me and was able to receive what they needed, not what I have to give. They were able to receive what they needed to become their full selves. Now, these are totally different dudes. The only thing they had in common is that they had some sort of lacking of whatever. And I don't want to describe it. They can for themselves when they, you know, hit when they hit me with their final. But what I'm hey, I dropped it on y'all. but what what I'm saying is these brothers no longer fear challenges. They see challenges as little obstacles. And the only way that obstacle is going to be big is if they let it fester. So as soon as this obstacle come to them, they, at their earliest convenience, is at it, and they overcome it. Why? Because I can't overcome it for them. SW ain't going to overcome it for them. I mean, none of y'all going to overcome it for them. Soon as they get it and they think whatever about it, they act on it because they know themselves. And no matter how much I love both of them, I don't know them better than they know themselves. So how can they listen to me when it comes to what to do in their life? That's why they so they so selfish that they don't want to hear shit. Another motherfucker, man, if that's what you believe, go do it. I believe this. Woo, woo, woo. Hey, don't get mad at me because I got a constitution, you know? And then they so conceited that they know, since they thinking everything about self-preservation, not that I don't care about the world, not that I'm not going to help this lady or this little kid that fell off. She and her little bassinet, and she in the street, and I see a bus coming, and I can save her. Man, I'm not so selfish I'm going to say, fuck that kid. What I'm saying is I'm selfish. I'm selfish enough to think I can do it, and I'll go do it. If I get killed, I get killed. Right. But what I'm saying is I'm going to do what I think is best for me. And in the course of that, since, you know, people that fuck with me, I'm helping. I'm trying to help hella motherfuckers. I'm just doing it my damn way. Dude from Mali, to me,
yes.
Since you see, to put it succinctly, these brothers found their true selves, and I said, so what did you get? You should have said to me, in the morning, man, you gonna see X amount from me about that course because I want to get an SWU. And I don't want to be on the sideline. I want to be one of the motherfuckers you click in, and I got this boss shit to say. You should be saying that. You should be wanting this. You say you do. Didn't you say you want this, man? You said this is what you want.
I said it, man.
I'm saying both of them. I mean, you can believe what you want to believe, but they both got it from taking the course seriously. When my first semester started, I had 36 motherfuckers. Right now, I might have 8. And you know what I tell those 8? I tell them, many are called, but very few are chosen. And the ones that complete this shit, go ahead.
Let me say this. Out of those 8, all of them seen improvement. All of them seen improvement. I think that the problem is that a lot of, not necessarily the school, but I'm just saying for the callers, a lot of them, they see that you was a pimp, and they think that you're going to kick some pimping as opposed to teaching them how to be a better man. And teaching them how to learn themselves. Like, motherfuckers pay big money to go soul searching, but it's like, in the course, it's almost, I mean, in the school, it's almost like you show them how to shortcut all that and go soul searching and find themselves. You walk away a better person if you stick with it.
Hey, and we got 2 weeks. Yes.
where I come from, like, a man can marry up to 4 women. So it's like legalized pimping, kind of, you know. So the thing is, I do not want to leave the U.S. and go back to Africa as a half-baked man. That's never going to happen. So I'm gonna put in the word necessary, you know, just to make it, you know.
Listen to this, man.
Yeah.
And let me tell you how this is another reason why you ain't improving. You're fooling yourself.
Yeah.
Just because it's legal to marry 3 women,
yeah,
it has nothing to do with pimping. Because which one of them bitches paying you?
None of them, basically.
So how is this like legal pimping, man? No, fuck that. How can you say it's legalized pimping when you know the motherfucking bitch paid a motherfucking pimp?
Because now the husband can give a business to his wife.
No, man. Listen to me, brother. The only way you see it as being like a pimp is having more than one woman. And why you ain't no pimp is because your government said you could have more than one woman. And a pimp's government say not only you can't have more than one woman, you can't do no pimping. It's a total different thing, bro. So now we've even cleared that up. What the fuck does the fact that you can have these goddamn 3 wives, what that got to do with you not fucking wanting to be the sucker you are?
Don't you gotta take care of them too?
It's like I'm trying to find a cure for that, you know?
You know the cure for it? Hey, the cure for it is SWU. You can believe it or not, bro. Let me tell you this. Whoever they are, the pickup artists, you know, they got cures. You know, you can spend your $2,000-$3,000 and see you ain't cured. You know what? A bunch of them motherfuckers stole my shit, and they attract you with my shit. But you know what happens? They can't tell you how to use my shit. Just like that fucker that's fucking with me on Facebook, he put all my shit, all the shit from SWU. Man, they can have that goddamn shit. Some kind of way this nigga Ryan McKellop was in the group and he had the shit, he shared it. Man, they can have that shit because there's one thing about it. It's just like the chorus. If you want to learn the chorus the wrong way, go ahead. How they going to learn that shit the right way? They because I talk the same shit, you know. But I'm an instructor. And if I got real students paying attention, they going to know the fine points of this assignment. And they are going to get the benefits of doing the assignment. Some motherfucker that pirated my damn shit and then sold it to some motherfucker that bought some pirated shit, just made a couple of dollars. They ain't did shit to me.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing they did do was give a sucker something for nothing. And I tell you, everybody that bought it, of course, man, when you get shit for free, it don't work. So here's this sucker that bought this shit. If anything, it turned him on to me. He want the real shit. He don't want the fake. Especially if he fucking listen to my shows and he hear how strong these motherfuckers are that fucking fuck with me. And then they goddamn realize how soft they are. These brothers introduced themselves, opened wounds that had, Sean, of course, opened wounds that had healed, didn't even have scabs, had a little scar. They all opened them all. Why? Because I told them to introduce yourselves. And if you want to lie to me, you're lying to yourself. And these motherfuckers opened it. And Cam had a dope one. So dope, I put it up on my page. Because these brothers opened up. They wasn't lying. You know, they wanted what I was saying I had to offer. But the difference between them and y'all is them motherfuckers was coming up a hill, a big steep hill, and it was 30 people, and 15 of the people told them that it ain't nothing on the other side of the hill. And 15 of the other people told them it is something. No, 10 of the other people told him it is something on the other side. And 5 motherfuckers said, man, just leap. Now, what I'm saying, these brothers leaped. They just jumped off the mud. They didn't know what was on the other side. They just jumped. And when you do that, you commit it. They didn't have no parachute. They didn't have no springs on the bottom of their feet to bounce and all of that shit. The only thing they were trusting was that somewhere after they crest that hill, they're going to see safety. And what happened is exactly as scary as that sound is how they saw the safest route to the path they want to take, which is learn what it is. First of all, learn how to get anything, which is being a man. And then learn what it is you as a man want. Because what Sean want is not what Cam want, although they both want to be alpha men. So I can't have this way to be an alpha man and tell Sean to do it this way. I can say I know what alpha men do. Now, the path or the route they take to do it is up to them. That's why 1,000 alpha motherfuckers can fit on the sharp edge of a motherfucking stick pin. Because it's that much room for that many people on that small ass point. Because all of us can be right as long as we doing and getting where alpha motherfuckers get. That's why Sean with his goddamn ass, he just chuckling. He just see all the jokes, man. You know, Cam, you know, he like serious, man. Shit, I ain't got time to be laughing at shit. You know, he's soaking everything in. But they doing their thing. Why? Because them niggas know themselves. They just fucking know themselves. And they don't know this. I'm finna expose myself. When I post shit and then, you know, they respond like they do, especially Cam, because, you know, he struggled at first, but he, like, so strong now. When I'm finna read his shit, I get me some Kleenexes out. Because I ain't finna start crying. Hey, I ain't finna start crying. Hey, I gotta wipe my motherfucking dick off, goddammit, because reading that shit just make me calm, man. My woman, she be saying, are you gonna read any of Cam's shit tonight? This motherfucker don't be talking about nothing sexual. He just be talking about how strong he feel for what he doing. Woo, woo, woo. Woo, woo, woo. And when I leave out of here, man, my woman, she just feel like she be giddy. Because she know, oh, Cam done turned this motherfucker on. I'm going to bust her out like a kid. Why? Because my goal in life is to have as many motherfuckers as these two motherfuckers that I could possibly have, that I could possibly meet, because in the next 10 years, men that haven't actually found who they are going to really have a problem. They're going to role reversal. Women are going to, like, not necessarily take over, but they're going to have hella authority, and it's going to be hella more men made. It's going to be hella more men secretaries. I mean, and they're going to be, because they ain't being men. You know, me, I'm going to be ready because I'm already be old in 10 more years. But you know, I ain't going to have to worry because I'll be building bridges, man. Hey, you guys don't know this, man. Well, maybe you do. But I swear to God, you guys are building something with me right now, that's gonna really do some shit for me, Sean, and Cam, and I'm saying I'm gonna do like I'm doing, like y'all getting what you getting. But I'm saying in the meantime, I'm really going to be preparing myself for my years when I can't even be as active as I'm active. But right now, I could think like this, but if I don't do the shit I'm doing, you know, I might could. Hey, man, loan me $30. Oh, I'll send it right to you, bud. Hey, Professor Bud. And then when you send it, you say, damn, what happened to Bud? I need $30. Hey, you ain't gonna be talking about me. You're going to be wondering. But you ain't going to have to, brothers, because I ain't going to be calling you for no $30. I got long-range game. Long range.
Right.
I don't think for tomorrow. I don't think for next year. You know, I think for long range. But I think for tomorrow and next week, just like I don't think for it. I mean, I think for it as much as I don't. Why? Because I got to make sure everything I'm doing right now is going to lead me to tomorrow. And that's what I want from all you guys that I kick it with on this down and dirty shit. So, let me talk, man. You guys, look, nobody else can say nothing. I'm gonna put y'all back in. I haven't even said hello. Hey, Cam, did you have an actual question?
Nah. You know, I was gonna say.
Okay.
You talking about
this
dude's on your course, but that's like a nigga getting in an 18-wheeler and shit. You tell him to ride down the highway. And he don't know how to fucking work the buttons or the controls. Nigga don't know how to use a GPS. He's just riding that shit.
Hey, but that's if he get the course without enrolling in SWU.
That's right.
Hey, if he enrolled in SWU with the course, not only is he going to be handling an 18-wheeler 1 week in, because, you know, you guys saw this. Telling the truth about yourself is a motherfucker. It even opens your own fucking eyes. And we did that in our first week. But anyway, I'm putting y'all in, man. Hey, all y'all, I love you because you was kicking it. Hey, Molly, dude from Molly, I want to see you.
Yes.
I want you to hit my goddamn PayPal so that we can roll. If you got money issues, kick it so we can talk about that. But all this shit you're saying you won't is only going to come through SWU. Hit my askrosebud@gmail.com if we got to talk about shit. But I'm putting everybody back in. Man, we've been kicking it like this. I love this. We've been kicking it like this. And I haven't even started talking. See, the thing about me and why I talk the shit I talk is because I really can see through muddy water and spot dry land. I don't have to actually visually see what's on the other side because I could be blinded by the mud. But my sensories, my perception of myself, my confidence in what I think I can do is just going to lead me the right way. So I said all that to say, that you got to be able to interpret information. I'm talking about you got to be able to interpret information from a woman that you're talking to, and you can see she's straight out lying. She done said a couple of things that you know is a lie. See, the thing about y'all, you would let that turn you off. See, but nah, man, dude like me, you got to let her know not to lie to you because you can't tell me you ain't lied before. She didn't have to lie now. You don't know why she lied. You don't give a fuck why she lied, but the point is you might want to have this bitch, so you better say something to her to let her know about lying because you see that she lying. But you don't want to say it to her like I just brought it, but you got to be like this. You got to be sharp enough to shoot at this motherfucker, and she not even realize that you shooting at her. You got to say some shit like, you know, baby, I see you ain't scared to tell a motherfucker like me a lie. Shit, I might need a motherfucker that can lie, but she got to know when to lie. And then when you say that shit, you really look at that bitch And then you look at her and say, right while you're looking in her eyes, you know what I mean? And you're keeping it light. What I'm saying is, you didn't call her a liar. You didn't let her know you busted her line. And all this bitch is trying to figure out is how she can answer what you said to her. Come on, man. You got, see, my boy should light up. Everybody should have questions. Cause this is how you play. Motherfuckers, you know, what's his name? Matthew Stone. This Matthew Stone motherfucker attacking me now, talking about, you know, this person or that person gave me the game. Man, I will admit this right now. I got hella game from Shantae. Oh, shit. But let me tell you something. I had hoes when I got to Hollywood. So the motherfucker didn't turn me out. But on my way to Hollywood, since I ain't like you sucker, I stopped in Fresno. She, because, you know, I heard motherfucking Pippen stopping in the big cities to get some money on the way. So I stopped in Fresno, and the first day there, I met this nigga named Delano, Hollywood Delano. He was pimped out, you know, and he had a, this how pimped out this nigga was. He had a, what is it called? It was a Fleetwood, God damn it, I can't think of what it was called. But this Fleetwood had four bucket seats in it. Oh, the Delano was dope. Anyway, the nigga kicking with me, and I'm kicking it with him maybe 2-3 months, he gave me game on Big Pimpin'. But I wasn't a big pimp. But I had hoes when I met him. So he didn't turn me out. He did turn me on to Hollywood, and he told me the reason he wanted me to go there because he seen that I had it. Whatever had it was, because I didn't know I was green. But I wasn't no scary nigga, so I went to Hollywood. And all Delano had told me about Shantae then, telling me how Shantae, you don't want to fuck with him, you know, that nigga knock everybody off. And I told Delano before I even went to Hollywood, well, then that's just the nigga I want to meet. And Delano said, I hope you don't meet him while he motherfucking serving you, nigga. I said, if I do, I still want to meet him. But I said all that to say this. Every nigga that's sharp got game from somewhere. So I cannot say I didn't get game from Shantae. Because I heard of Big Pimps through Delano, but I never met one personally until I start fucking with Tay. And regardless of what you talking about, this is a nice guy. This motherfucker's rep was he's a cross artist. He gonna motherfucking get your bitch, woo woo woo, all this shit. Man, I want to meet this motherfucker. Man, that's the nigga I want to fuck with. I don't want to get knocked off by some kind of nobody. Let a nigga like that knock me off. That's the kind of shit I was talking. And then when I met this nigga, he ain't trying to welcome me in. He high-siding on me, showing me all the shit he got, you know, showing me how he's pimping better than me, you know. But I ain't no punk. Nigga, I'm finna have this shit. That's what I told that nigga. I didn't have it fast as I thought I would, but believe me, I kept fucking with him. Why? Because he couldn't scare me off with the shit he was really doing. This nigga had hoes. This nigga lived in this plus-ass house. This nigga wasn't telling me shit about the game. I was fucking with him, and I was getting game from fucking with him because I was checking everything he did. With his hoes, with his pimp friends, I was checking all that shit. And I'd be a goddamn lie if I didn't say I got game from that nigga. Why did I get it, though? Because I already had the potential to have game. And when it came to me, I didn't run from it. I wasn't scared of it. And what happened? I ended up standing up. And the next thing you know, I got game. Who I'm fucking with? The most notorious motherfucker in Hollywood. Who that make me to be? I gotta be just as notorious. Because now, motherfucker, fuck with that nigga 6 months. And I've been fucking with him 40 years. So what I'm saying is, I don't give a fuck what somebody say about me. You just got to realize that you living according to your rules. Your rules only. And instead of being scared of that shit, you should embrace that shit. 913, what's up with you, bro?
Good.
Sorry I took so long, man.
Nah, brother. Hey, like I said, man. Your shit is like the Godfather. It's going to be studied for years to come, man. And I remember, and I challenged that Molly brother that was on earlier, and kudos to Sean. And when I say that, I mean when you and Sean was kicking it back in the archives, y'all talked about starting over. Y'all talked about not being defeated by defeat. And I'm telling that Molly guy that was on there, get this shit. Rosebud is saving you not only money, that you're going to be spending in life and making bad decisions. He's going to make you a man to, so you can see to make better choices. It's not about the bitches. Rosebud is trying
to make you
a man to make better choices. And you're talking about, I'm a brother in my 50s. If I had a son, I would make sure he listened to Rosebud's show because there's a lot of insight he's giving you that I can't give you. But what he done for me, he gave me even more confidence on top of the confidence I had. So I just want to say, Rosebud, keep kicking that shit. Kudos to Sean. And keep doing that real talk of Rosebud shit because all these.
Hold up. Is this
weak.
Mustafa? Is this Mustafa?
No, man, this is not. No, sir. This is a motherfucker that been listening to you when you was on YouTube. So I just come
goodness.
In and listen every now and then over the years, my brother. And to bust you out in a good way. What you said earlier, because I had to run out of my lunch break to tell you this. You talked about, hey, what you building is something that's going to be down the road. Man, that's what I've been saying all along. When you talked about your daughter, you said, hey, I ain't gonna have nothing to leave but maybe just something to bury me and a few dollars. Hey, no, you ain't, my brother. I hope you pass every damn thing you say. You hear me?
I do,
nigga,
man.
I'm waiting on you
to
hit
pre-
up, motherfucker.
hey, you really be listening. He's about to hiccup. God damn.
Yeah, hey, motherfucker, come on, man. Sean said, hey, Sean, I know he listened. He said, I enjoy story. No. Now,
he did.
Hey, listen.
He did. That's one of the things, because believe me, I didn't like make a conscious decision to take him under my wing. But once he did, because I bust him out, man, don't even sound like you even dealt with it. And he said, you know, to be honest, I didn't. But I'm going back into it. And as he got cooler, and I noticed that he always was first, at least 2 or 3 minutes, maybe even 5 minutes early. And some of those times I would punch in and talk to him and tell him blah, 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 you know, encouraging. But in reality, I'm really being me. I'm the dude that's going to discourage you. I'm going to say, because I don't look for what's right. Man, if you did something right, great. I look for the holes in what you're doing. I get off on plugging those fucking holes. And when I plug them, like I was doing with Sean on those different little times when he just early and, you know, his reward was I was wanting to kick shit with him. Shit that I might not have kicked out loud to everybody. And then sometimes we'd be kicking it, man, I got to go, man. And they'd be saying, 5 seconds to the show start. You know, the nigga got just those few times because that's how we kicked it. But
And my
to make
my
a long
point is,
to make to, wait to make a long story short. I'm sorry, I'm long winded, but that's why I love him, man. That brother
right.
started over, and he took the shit serious. And I'm telling you, everything started clicking with him. And I gave him the greatest compliment, and he accepted it too. Bro, it's hard for me to put a hole in your shit, man. I told him that. Oh, this is fucked up.
Right.
this is not a good thing that I am having a hard time putting a hole in this motherfucker's shit. But it was
exactly.
like that because I'm a real man, you know. And when I see the man is flawless, I'm gonna give it up to him. And I did that
damn
one
right.
or two times. Hey, I did that one or two times, and it's like
right.
you know, a boxer that win a belt. And all of a sudden, he get better. See, this motherfucker, once I told him, man, I can't plug a hole in your shit. He just started getting hella better. Just hella better, man. All right, bro. I'm
yeah.
sorry, man. Go ahead, man.
Hey,
you know, I'm running
no,
my
man,
goddamn
my
mouth. Go
is,
ahead.
My, but see, what I'm trying to tell people is you doing what you saying. If they go back in the archives, they will see where you departed from being the dean, but he even called in the shows to give you kudos. Then Trey
right.
kicked it with you. Then
right.
you had to leave Trey, but you were down. But if they realized you made a statement a years back, I am not defeated by defeat. You are doing what you said you was doing years ago.
Bro, let me ask you something, man. Can you repeat that, man? Because that's a powerful statement.
Hell no, I'm over 50. I'll be forgetting too quick. But no,
hey,
come
hey,
on, man. What I'm
hey,
saying
hey,
is...
Hey, you, hey, hey, this is this. Let me tell you. You said, which I did make this statement. You said, I am not defeated,
by
defeat.
By defeat. Even though you
that's got,
and Trey parted, you and Dean parted, you kept going. You raise your daughter. All this stuff is coming and is seeing it in the archives. Just don't listen to the shows, brother, here and there. Listen to it and go back and study it. That guy from Maui, he sounds like an intelligent brother. It would seem
he
like
is.
He would, and I challenge him to go back and study, and you will see Rosebud and Shine has been putting the feet to the pavement and have been proving what they've been talking about over time.
Goddamn, brother. About. Hey, brother, I know you don't need it. You don't sound like you have it either, my shit. But I got to give you something.
No, I don't have it.
Because let me tell you something, brother. You don't need it. You already 50 and you ain't no weak motherfucker I can hear in your voice. But what I'm saying is that just so you know, I appreciate the support you give me. I got to give you something. So you got to hit me. Ask Rosebud, you know, with two D's, rosebud@gmail.com. Hit me, man. I'm going to send you three, four, five tools, and you can see what I'm actually, besides this, you know, trying to get these brothers.
Right.
You know, I got
I got
30 conversation tools. The conversation tools is in all kinds. Oh, you do? Okay, man.
Yes, sir.
Hey, man, matter of fact, I should know that you knew it when you told me you was over 50. You know, we don't be bullshitting.
We look shit
up and down through and through because we ain't trying to waste no goddamn time, man.
Matter of fact, I was the brother that told you when a bitch told me one time, she said, hey, you ain't fucking with me. You must be going home. I said, bitch, listen. You don't think that I don't have any pussy that I can get, just like you got some dick that you can get? I threw that question back on her ass. And this is what Rosebud is teaching me.
Hey, wait. That's something that is okay with you. I'm going to use, because I have never said that. I mean, I have indicated that. I have alluded to that, but those words, bitch, Do you think I ain't got no pussy to go fuck just like you got some dick to go get? I ain't never said it like that. That's dope.
Hey, you know what? She didn't even hear the she didn't even hear the word bitch. All she heard was pussy.
let me tell you something, man. When a Mack truck run you over, you know, especially the kind of Mack truck that I drive, I don't have headlights. I drive really fast, and I only drive at night.
Quiet
so moment. Don't get in my. Hey, I was still there too with a quiet ass diesel engine. Hey, don't get in my way. Why? Because if I run you over, you know what I'm saying? It's gonna hurt, and I ain't trying to like make it soft. So my point, man, is what we doing, man? Don't fuck with us unless you want to fuck with a Mack truck. If you want to fuck with a Mack truck and you know what you're doing, you can handle it. But when it comes to injuries or risk, I mean, they're there. And not for us, because we're driving. We're the one got our foot taped to the goddamn gas pedal. We the one that ain't got no lights. We the motherfuckers already speeding. So we ain't worried.
There you go. Hey, I know Sean's right there because that motherfucker, he's just like a,
let me tell you, Sean is right here. Hold on. Sean, let me tell you something, man. Sean, no. I got to correct you. It ain't about going to be with Sean. He is a monster. Sean, you on there? Can you hear me? Okay, Sean be doing shit, so he done got off.
Right.
But what I'm saying is this, brother. Everything you're saying is right about Sean, about what I actually, I'm not going to say it's right. What I'm saying is it is really a good explanation or a good expose on what I'm actually trying to do. Because what you said, you know, because I've told people all the time, man, if you looking for a quick fix, you know, you're going to get my shit and you think all of a sudden you're going to be straight. No, I mean, 4 months in, 6 months in, no, you think you are. But if you get my shit and you revisit it and you keep my shit and you keep it on your mind, about 3 years in, 4 years in, this shit will start manifesting in you as a natural thing. But that's only if you've been fighting all the shit for 3 years. The things I give in the course is how you not let the shit that you're going to fight during these 3 years handle you. You handle the shit. But they're coming. It's coming. Everything
is
coming. You know, you got to walk. Hey, you got to walk up to this woman and say something to her because, you noticed her. Man, I give assignments in SWU. Where you got to go to a store or wherever and approach a stranger and drop a spiel on them. See, but the spiel is going to disarm them, is going to make them actually be at comfort because, you know, how much shit happens. Don't nobody want to hear you. You know, and once you run this by them and you see what it is, I mean, they see what it is, they're going to answer you yes or no. I'm not saying they're going to go for what you're saying. They still might say no. But what I'm saying is, see what I'm doing? No, nobody see what I'm doing right there. Hey, caller, do you see what I'm doing? Come on, caller. Do you?
I see what you're doing, brother. It's real.
Wait. What am I doing?
Man, if to make it simple, you are making men see through all the bullshit to become men.
God damn it. Let me tell you something. What's slick about what you said. But although that's not the right fucking answer. But let me tell you what's slick about what you said.
Come on.
Let me tell you. That's what's slick about what you said. It's real. It's real shit. And the only way I can say no to that is if I want to say I ain't trying to make motherfuckers real men. But for your information, that assignment is to make motherfucker face fears. Nah, I ain't gonna tell you the rest of the assignment, but do you see that, bro?
I see it.
So what I'm saying is, remember I told you the point of a needle have enough room for 1,000 motherfuckers? You see how you had the right answer, but it wasn't the correct answer? Because you a giant, you got that game, I got that game, but my answer wasn't what your answer was. But that don't mean I can't scoot over and recognize your answer.
One more thing I gotta go, bud. Hey, Sean hit me in the throat one time when he said, and correct me if the quote is wrong, but I think this is what he was saying. He realized that he was getting pussy, but pussy was getting him, but he wasn't getting the pussy.
No. He said he was getting pussy, but he realized he wasn't catching the bitch. The bitch was catching him. I remember that.
I'm not saying right or wrong. I'm gonna rephrase it for me.
Go ahead.
Pussy was getting me, but I wasn't going out getting the pussy. And when he said it, I realized, man, how much pussy was in my face that I wouldn't even get. It was getting me.
But that's not no. That's not what that statement means. What that statement means, pussy was, or bitches was catching me, or pussy was catching me, and I wasn't catching pussy, meant that there was no firm, somebody shit, I, maybe that's you, man. What I'm saying is there was no firm, listen, there was no firm basis that he could base whatever success last night was because he got pussy. He didn't have a firm basis. So otherwise, he was shooting in the dark. You know what I'm saying? Otherwise, now, listen, see, pussy was getting him when he didn't have no basis. But now that he has a basis, he understands what it takes to get pussy. Get pussy. Listen, no, not exactly, man. Listen, he gets pussy. Otherwise, he utilized this particular formula, whatever it is for him, he utilized it on this bitch, the next bitch, the next bitch he meets. Why? Because they're all women. And his formula is to work on women. Because why? His formula is based on the opposite. Opposites attract. What's the opposite of a woman? A man. His shit is based on reality. No kind of bullshit, a theoretical kind of goddamn shit. And my point in saying all this, bruh, and believe me, I hope you call in again and press 1 so you can talk. Because, see, I can kick it with you because even though you may not agree with me, you ain't going to be stupid. You're going to disagree, and you're going to be using some shit you got from me. I love that, brother. I love that shit, man. Because you know, like you said, you over 50. You don't halfway do shit. That's why, you know, most of the shit you said I had to agree with. But it's one thing, and it's the big thing. The big thing that I kick is that nothing that happens in your life, not you, 913, but I'm talking about all you listeners. No, even in your life, but you already know it. But what I'm saying, nothing that happens in our lives, men, alpha men, is an accident. I'm talking about if we was planning on walking across the street at 7:30 and some kind of shit happened that make us have to walk across the street in a totally different direction at 7:33. We didn't plan it, but what I'm saying is it is planned because everything we think we prepare for the unexpected. We're not thrown by something that's happening that's against what we think. Because what I'm saying is, if that never happens, then you must be living in utopia where everybody thinks like you, you know, and there's no crime and there's no hunger. We're not living in utopia. People are not going to see what we see. That's why what you see, caller, what you see has to be what it is. Because let's say there's only 18 people in the world. All 18 of them have shit as strong as what you think, but not what you think to say what they think is it. So who's right? Hey, caller, who's right?
I'm right, because I'm doing what I think.
Caller. No, caller, wait. Caller, wait. You know why I asked you that?
No, come on.
Because I knew fucking well there was no way you could get it wrong, because I set myself up to say this. And if you'd have been wrong, I couldn't have said it. But what I'm saying is, people like us that have lived, that have done shit, that have made mistakes, it corrected whatever mistake that was, did whatever benefited from what we learned. See, we're not going to be ignorant to something that you didn't think of, because you didn't know I was going to ask you that shit. But you was ready. You was ready for it. You listened to me talk all the shit. Listen, you listened to me talk all the shit I talk, and then I asked you who's right. 18 motherfuckers, woo woo woo. Because all the shit I talked in this few minutes was to let everybody know exactly what you said. You right. That's what I preach. And the only way you can believe that shit is if you have a firm foundation that you base in your belief on. And the only way you can have a firm foundation is if you have used whatever is building your foundation, tried and tested. It's been proven. This is part of my foundation. And until you do that shit for you, not for me, because whatever I do is not what you are going to do to build your foundation. You're only going to do what you do to build your foundation. And as long as you're doing that and you have the proper amount of selfishness and conceit, you're going to win. You know why you're going to win? It's only one reason why. What do you think the reason is?
Because I'm thinking about myself and what I want and what I want
to
do.
Look, get off my fucking line. I don't want to talk to you no more. You shine, because I would ask that shit expecting whatever, and fucking Sean would say some shit like you just said. And because that's right. Because what you said is fucking right. God, man. See, listen, bro, before you say something. What you've proven is my point. If you're blessed to get to be the age me and you are, you ain't going to be unsure about too much unless you've just been a sucker. But, bruh, let me ask you this. I've been talking to you a little bit. I don't think you married. I think you've been married. But I think you realized a whole bunch of shit. But I think while you was married, I think, you know, you was holding back a whole bunch of shit. And when you got divorced or whatever, you actually start doing or getting involved in the shit you was thinking. And a lot of that didn't work out right. But it was working out enough because you're an older brother and you understand. Now, how much am I right about? Any?
You 100%, but you got 10 more percent to go.
Listen, that's why I asked you. Wait, don't tell me nothing. That's why I asked you now. How much am I right? You said 100%. What I'm saying is, once you started being yourself, you start realizing that little shit we was talking about, pussy was getting you and you wasn't getting pussy. Why you realize that? Because you ran into a whole, not a whole bunch, but a few bitches that you thought you had a handle on, but you didn't. And then when whatever happened, it made you think and accept that, man, I was tripping on the pussy. How much of that is right? Stop.
100%.
Hold on. What I'm saying is, once you realize that you was tripping on the pussy some kind of way, you know, you got involved in whatever today shit is, some kind of way, blah, 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 and then that whatever it was led to you hearing me, and as I'm talking, I'm saying, God damn it, I'm saying this shit, and you saying, God damn, this nigga is saying so much shit I already knew. And you listen to that shit, and then all of a sudden the show over. And you say, God damn, I want it. And you go to my archives. There's something in the archives say, whatever it say, it addressed this, that. And it says, man, you know what? I want to listen. And you listen to a lot of my archives. And from that, you realize that me and you on the same wavelength. You didn't really need to punch one. Maybe you did before, but I don't remember. But what I'm saying is, I think this is the first time you punched one, and I'm thinking that you punched one because after all the shit I've been talking, it finally mounted up on you that you needed to speak up. What I'm saying is, watch how much of you, even though you 50 plus, watch how much of you change. Wait a minute. First, am I right about that shit?
You're correct.
Okay.
My point
watch
is,
how much.
Is big.
No. You can make your point after this. Watch how much of you change. Watch how much of you change. Because whatever kept you from punching one, you didn't overcame it. That was a problem in your life, bro. Whatever it was. I don't know what it was. Sharp as you are, I don't see what could possibly keep you from being willing to press one before now, except one thing. What do you think that one thing is?
Well, I would.
You took too long. Wait, stop. Go ahead.
Come on. I have called in a couple of times before. I just think you forgot because you get so many.
Okay, maybe I did. But what I'm saying is this. You're not conceited enough. You don't think.
Right.
You do not think that what you think is the shit. You think that what you think is among some other shit that could possibly be the shit. So you thinking of all that shit, and since that shit ain't your shit, you don't choose shit. let me tell you something. That laugh can only mean I'm also 100% right. I'm talking about the whole time we've been talking. And listen, you guys that's listening can believe I know him, or you can believe this is the goddamn first time I remember talking to him. And I'm pegging him from talking to him. I'm not degrading him or any of that.
Okay.
What I'm doing is letting him know what being sharp is. This is being sharp. This is how that goddamn bitch could be lying to me like a motherfucker. And I can see that she lying, and I tell her, well, look, bitch, you know what? I'm the kind of motherfucker I could really use a liar like you. I'll let another bitch come out.
Hey, and listen.
Go ahead.
Only how he can know what I've been going through is because he has been there. That's the whole point of me calling in, is to let you know he is kicking real shit to y'all.
to become men now. So he'll save you all kind of heartache, all kind of divorces, all kind of people fucking over you, choosing the right job. Come on. So this is what
hey, listen, bro.
In you. It's just not
bro,
about
listen.
Bitches, y'all. It's about
no,
bitches.
No. Listen to this. I'm requesting. You didn't tell me about hiccuping. Now I'm hiccuping.
There it is.
Hey. Hold on, I gotta drink this water shit.
Yeah. So what I'm saying is, he's helping
go
you
ahead.
Invest in yourself, fellas. Even like Sean was saying, invest in yourself.
Hey, wait, here Sean is right here. Come on, Sean. Sean, this brother, hey, brother, you were saying whatever, and you were saying something to Sean. And if you remember, but I know you didn't already pull the old card. You know what I'm saying? So I totally
man,
understand.
You,
but
wrong,
it,
you make a motherfucker forget because you try to say your
hey,
shit,
hey,
so you won't forget.
Come on. Hey, but do you know what you had asked him? Because I sure forgot.
Well, Sean, we were talking about the pussy getting you and you getting the pussy. Clarify us on that.
Sean, wait. I remember. Wait, I remember. You remember when me and you was talking one of them times before a show, and you was telling me, I don't actually remember the particular thing, but it was some kind was this broad you met that you had talked to, and you actually got the pussy, but something didn't work right. And that's when you realized that, you know, you wasn't getting the pussy because you didn't really catch her at all. You know, she
right.
caught you and gave you some pussy. Do you remember
right.
that conversation?
I remember
Sean,
that conversation.
Sean, wait. You do remember that conversation?
I remember us having the conversation. I can't remember the details of it, but I remember us having the conversation. It was a minute ago.
Yeah, it was
like
a while. Go ahead from here. Go ahead from here. I just wanted to bring that to you. And then call or ask Sean the question again.
Go ahead, Sean. I was asking you, what was your question? It was in the context of that question was, when did you realize that you was, people was, the lady, the girls was giving you the pussy versus you getting the pussy?
Oh, that's easy. That's easy. All right. So let's say you going out, right? And let's say you going out and y'all having a good time. A lot of times it's not until she is – you basically following her lead. Like you basically
exactly.
following her lead. If she wanna go forward, you going forward. If she don't want to go forward, you know, you smiling, you just back up off of it. Like, you don't have no control of your life. You don't got no say-so. You don't got no control over what y'all doing. You don't got no control over anything, basically. The conversation, if she say red and you thinking blue, then you're just going to laugh and say, yeah, red is the right answer. If she call you out the blue and she say, hey, how you been? What you doing? You know, you happy as fuck. So you, oh, no, I'm
right.
not doing nothing. You know, you could have been.
Okay, Sean, what's the other side of it? She giving you pussy in that. What's the other side?
The other side of
you getting the pussy.
When you minding your business is when you mind your business and she's trying to find you to give you the pussy. And you're like, nah, I have a real busy schedule. She's like, oh, you know, when do you think you can make some time? It's kind of like she's chasing after you as opposed to you chasing after her. She's responding
right.
to what you're doing as opposed to see, it's tricky for me because I'm trying not to give too much.
No, that's right, Sean. Now, Sean,
no,
both of y'all, hold on. Sean, that last statement is tricky for me because you're not trying to give up too much. That's why you fuck with me. Because what I'm saying is the difference between her giving you pussy and you getting pussy is that you can do whatever you did to get her pussy. To get whoever bitch talking to you, pussy.
Correct.
Is that correct, Sean?
Correct.
Hold on. Sean, don't say, hold on. how much of what me and you have learned did I give up just now?
Nothing.
That's why, bro. I was glad you fucked up right there so I could finally correct you. On air! I'm a sensei.
Hey, bro,
I'm a sensei. God damn it,
yeah,
don't. Hey, caller, don't. I don't front. I don't front. I already said that earlier. I can't even correct this motherfucker now. But since I'm always shy on them ABPs, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I'm always
right,
playing,
right.
And you know what I'm saying? And your motherfucking ass, God damn it, right there, wasn't playing.
Right.
Hey, Sean,
yo,
Sean.
Yeah.
What? What's your question before I say shit?
My question is for the caller, right? I want you to explain.
Oh,
to all
man,
the
I thought you had a question for me. Go ahead.
I want you to
just
explain
the last,
to the listeners.
This is the last question for tonight. I got to get back in on break, man. I'm already 30 minutes late, but it's well worth it.
Hey, no. Sean, ask the question. Caller, take your ass to work, man. It, you know, having problems
ain't
working.
No. Come on with it, Sean.
Okay. All right, Sean, go ahead.
Real quick.
Go ahead, Sean.
Explain to the listeners the difference between just sitting back and listening and actually pressing one and asking the question. Like, what's the difference?
For you, caller. For you.
For you.
Doing it. Hey, Sean. Sean. What did he hit on right now that we? Sean, what did he hit on right now that we do? Come on. Cause that's the difference. Cause thinking it and then thinking about it ain't gonna do shit for you. Thinking it and then doing it. Hey, caller, take your ass to work, man. I didn't cut you off. You can't even talk. I didn't cut you off. I don't want no problems for you. Sean, motherfucker, you know
yes,
I
sir.
Love you, man. But I don't love you because you cater to me. I love you because you are one strong motherfucker. And
you fucking
believe in you, man. And I am fucking sure you didn't fail many times in this or that.
Sure.
But
sure.
Your accomplishments are all that mean anything to you. And you just try to win. And to me,
every time.
You're a winner. You're a winner.
Yeah,
not
yeah.
because from now on you're going to win. It's because from now on you're going to be trying to win. And that's all the, you know, of course we're going to win. But trying to win is what it's about. You can't win if you don't try to. And you can't try to if you don't know what you're up against. And that's what you do, man. You add it all up, you critically think, and you make that shit make sense to you to where whatever you do in your shit is going to be able to make whatever shit that you're trying to happen make happen possible. I love that.
Yes, sir.
I love that. Hey, anybody right now, come at me. Sean, I'm going to put you back in, man. Anybody come at me. You know, I want to answer any type of question, any of anything. I'm really about kicking it with you. I am about taking my ass to whatever I got to do, which I really ain't got shit to do. But ain't nobody kicking nothing. So even though I didn't fucking get through my shit, I love this shit. You know why? Because I only got to like 12. I got like 119. Because some motherfucker was on Facebook. About, yeah, you got to read shit. Because, you know, man, I have bullet points. And I read them as I talk to you. But I don't read the bullet. I mean, I read the bullet points. But I don't say what the bullet points say. It's just reminding me to keep in order so that you can really understand the entire conversation. But suckers don't realize that shit. So, and I know where it came from. Trey Lavish told him. Because Trey Lavish was in here, and he used to ask me. I said, man, I'm not going to try to trust me remembering. He said, why don't you go live, man? Dude, I go. Wait a minute, man. this motherfucker. Wait a minute, man. You already been on, right? 913. I took you. Yeah, that's that older brother. Yeah. No, but no, what? No,
yeah, yeah.
Oh, wait. Wait a minute. You had some?
No, no. I just want to listen. I'm back at work. I'm just going to listen.
Okay. All right. Cool. All right. So what I'm saying is, I'm finna go. Don't nobody have nothing to say. But I am going to, you know, say a couple of things. What you need to understand is that I'm real. I mean, of course, I talk shit. Of course, I was this, you know, pimp nigga, you know, all this old fucking shit. But I'm real. I ain't trying to, you know, pimp on you or some kind of way charge you. I'm only trying, and anybody that spend money with me, they'll see that. I mean, if it's, you want a fucking a coaching lesson and you spin it and you hit me, but I see that, man, you finna take your time just talking bullshit, man. You know, I might kick it with you, but I'm going to tell you, I ain't going to charge you, man. What you do is figure out what you really want to ask me so we can, man, I'm that kind of motherfucker, man. I just am. I just think I'm a good guy. I'm laughing because it really sounds funny. Because I know I rose by the pimp.